Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Though the bill doesn't have everything either side wants, it's a bridge CR. That's what we call it, a bridge. A bridge to getting the things we do want in November.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will pass bipartisan stopgap funding, even if the Republican-led House can't. Action in the House continues to be blocked by a handful of hard-right members, but senators from both parties have agreed to fund the government at current levels until November 17th. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell supports the bill but declines to say if he wants to strip out the additional aid for Ukraine it contains. McConnell did send a pointed rebuke to Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
A vote against a standard short-term funding measure is a vote against paying over $1 billion in salary for Border Patrol and ICE agents.
Willie Joe Price is a cafeteria worker at the Library of Congress, one of many federal workers who could lose their paychecks. She tells ABC News she had to take out a loan during the last government shutdown 5 years ago.
I've been up on this hill for 42 years. I've been there.
Former President Donald Trump is calling out Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro for putting in automatic voter registration. Trump called that a totally unconstitutional act in a post on Truth Social. Promoting a new book that describes a reckless and chaotic White House, former Trump aide Cassidy Hutchison says she'll cooperate with criminal investigations into Trump if asked.
I stand by everything I testified to the January 6th committee, to the Department of Justice, to Fulton County investigators, and I stand by everything that's in this book.
The second GOP debate took place in Simi Valley, California, with Trump again notably absent. The former president was in Michigan giving a speech to non-union auto workers. Former Federal Elections Commission's chair, Trevor Potter, testified to a Senate committee that artificial intelligence could be a real threat to democracy.
Unchecked, the deceptive use of AI could make it virtually impossible to determine who is truly speaking in a political communication, whether the message being communicated is authentic, or even whether something being depicted actually happened.
Potter argues AI could make it easier for foreign actors to manipulate elections. States with high Latino populations like Arizona were crucial in 2020 and 2022. The president of Voto Latino, Maria Teresa Colmar, says her organization is focusing on young Latinos, who she says have the biggest potential to bring change in upcoming elections.
We're expecting 163,000 Latino youth to turn 18 in that state alone. The tsunami is just beginning.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.